there was an old printed public art map, and of course Artworks has a listing of their murals, but there was no place to find all that information together, and certainly not all of it that had been developed in the past probably 20 years.
So when people go in there, what kinds of public art can they see on the website and be directed to?
Of course, the Artworks murals are there, but there are also some older murals from the 70s which were on the original map that are integrated with the newer works, and they will find lots of sculptures from the Garfield Monument to Fountain Square to the Flying Pigs themselves. Everything that you would find downtown, we've got information about.
And it's not just downtown, is it? I think it goes into the parks also.
Yes, the parks are a wonderful place for public art, and they were very helpful. They have a great database on their site of the public art you find in the parks, but again, it wasn't in one place for everybody to find it. So we worked with them, and there's so much new work in Theodore M. Berry Park, Washington Park, so we wanted to really make sure people knew what that art was, where it was, and how to find it.
Now, how is the Art Venture Public Art Map organized?
A couple different ways. We have listings of murals and sculptures, and then there's a map for each of those, so you can sort of see them in relation to each other. And we've also developed some fun itineraries around specific themes. So there's one that I like that's about baseball. It highlights the sculptures around Great American Ballpark, but there's also one that highlights the presidents, all the presidential sculptures you can find around downtown.
Let's say I wanted to take a tour or give somebody a tour of the various works that the young people from Artworks have made. You can do that too as well?
Yes. If you look under murals, all the Artworks murals certainly stand out, and you can see where they are on a map, and you can find out who painted them, what the original design was, and just more information about them, too.
This must have been quite an ordeal just to put all this together.
Luckily, a lot of the information already existed, so it was a matter of finding the information and then compiling it. But it did take some time, and as I said, some of the information was from a PDF that someone had put online from 20 years ago. So there was a lot of cutting and pasting and doing a little bit of that research, but luckily most of the information existed somewhere.
And do you intend to update this on occasion, because things do change?
Yes. Yes, we certainly want to update it. And I realize there may be a few things missing here or there. So I'm hoping that people say, hey, you forgot about this beloved sculpture, and we can update it and get some new artwork. And also, we do want to do some new itineraries, just update those as time goes on, too.
The Art Venture Public Art and Sculpture Map is designed to be downloaded onto a mobile device. It can be found on the website of DCI, Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated, under the heading entitled Exploring Downtown. I'm Steve Hirschberg.